This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. State lawmakers ended the 2019 legislative session last week, passing a slew of bills. It was one of the busiest and most contentious sessions in years. WBHM's Gigi Duban spoke with Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, for a recap.
There was a lot of heavy lifting in this session, obviously. I mean, it began with a special session in which we saw a gas tax increase passed for the first time in 25 years. There was the very controversial almost total ban on abortion that ended up getting passed. And then there were other things like medical marijuana, which ended up being watered down somewhat. But a version of that bill did get out. A study commission version did get out. And then there are other things. This school board bill, for instance, is pretty sweeping. That would have the elected state school board become an appointed commission appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. So a lot of heavy lifting in this session in a fairly brief amount of time.
There were many, many freshman legislators this time around. Talk a little bit about what you noticed as far as this new crop of lawmakers in and of themselves, and then also sort of how they worked with the more established members of the House and Senate.
It was indeed a bumper crop, shall we say, of new lawmakers, a significant number of new lawmakers this year. And what was interesting about it was they started their legislative career with a special session, which was unusual in itself, and they had to vote on a fairly polarizing issue as their first vote in the legislature, and that being on the gas tax, of course. Now, some of these freshman lawmakers listened to their folks back home and voted no on the gas tax because that's what voters back home told them they wanted to do. There were others who looked at the issue and then formulated their own opinion on whether it was worthy or not, and then some would argue that some of them followed the party line on the issue. But that was a difficult thing for freshman lawmakers to have to tackle their first couple of weeks on the job is an issue like a tax increase.
It's been said that this crop of new lawmakers, on the whole, some of the new Republicans who were voted in are a little bit more on the moderate side of things. Did you notice that at all?
To a small extent, I think so. They were willing to formulate their own opinions, as I mentioned, very independent-minded, wanted to come in and get grounded and develop their own opinions on some of these very important issues.
Let's talk for a minute about prisons. Obviously, the prison system is in terrible shape, and it's been cited by the Justice Department for unsafe conditions, overcrowding, violence. Lawmakers passed some legislation that may help things along, but nothing too sweeping, Don. What happened this session?
There were a couple of bills that got out in the regular session that deal with some of these problems, most significantly the understaffing problem behind bars. There's a recognition that we probably need to hire 2,000 new correctional officers to help deal with the understaffing issue. Legislation that got out this year would hire 500 new correctional officers, and also significantly it would raise the pay of those new officers and the existing officers, because the current pay structure is considered not competitive compared to other states. And then there's also the violence issue that factors into this. There are a lot of people who just simply aren't interested in applying for these jobs because of the violent nature behind bars in Alabama right now.
There's been talk of a possible special session to address prisons. Where does Governor Ivey stand on that?
We spoke with Governor Ivey late last week on this very issue, and she was still noncommittal at that time, but she said she was putting together work groups of key legislators who would meet over the summer to talk about the key issues and where we need to go next. Most lawmakers, I think, went home last week with a recognition that they would probably be coming back in the early fall to work on the prison and issues.
A number of other bills that we may have missed in the chaos that was the debate over the abortion ban. There were some driving-related bills that were passed. Don, quickly tell us about those.
Two of note that got out at the very end of the session. One requires all passengers in a vehicle to wear a seatbelt now, front seat and back seat.
The other bill is one that I kind of like. It deals with drivers in the left lane.
I like it, too, if I may say so personally, commuting as I do every day on the interstate.
Yeah.
Left lane driving is a serious problem in this state. And I'm talking about people who get over in the far left lane on the interstate and stay there they get on cruise control and they don't move. And that lane is, you know, sort of unscientifically designed as a passing lane. You get over there and you pass and then you get back over. But there are people who get over there and don't get out, and it causes traffic bottlenecks. So this says you can't drive more than a mile in the leftmost lane of the interstate without passing someone, or you could be ticketed.
Out of there. Out of the left lane.
Yes.
All right. And there was also a chemical castration bill?
Believe it or not, there was.
And that
passed? It got out. It certainly did. This is legislation by Representative Steve Hurst of Munford. He's brought it for several years. And what it says is if someone was sent to jail for sexually assaulting or abusing someone 13 years of age or younger, then if they want to be considered for parole or as a condition of their parole, they would have to submit to chemical castration.
I have so many questions that we just don't have time to get to. So the legislature also passed a general fund budget and an education budget. Don, just give us the highlights there.
The general fund, $2.1 billion. It features a 2% pay raise for state workers. It has a $44 million increase for the corrections department to help it start dealing with some of the serious problems behind bars. The education budget was a record $7.1 billion spending plan, a 4% raise for teachers and other education personnel, and funding increases across the board for most educational programs.
Don, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That was Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. He spoke with WBHM's Gigi Duban.